Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good afternoon from the call center in Madison with Mike Lucas, our engineer Dave McCann, Devin Feely back at our studio. This is Matt LePay. Welcome to Wisconsin basketball. Big stage game today as Greg Gard's Badgers take on the Michigan Wolverines. And before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield IMG College. Mike, I think it's safe to say that the eyes of the college basketball fans across the country are going to be on Michigan, a very good team, potentially Final Four good, but coming off a 23-day pause. Here locally, we're going to see if the Badgers can do what they've been really good at the last two-plus seasons, going on three now, is bouncing back. They were humbled in Ann Arbor. They've been humbled before, and they've gotten their payback. Well, this will be a big check mark if they could get it done today.
No question about it. And they just need to get on a roll. The players have been talking about it now for over a month. And a roll, to my thinking, is more than one win in a row. The last time they won two games, well, it's Northwestern and Rutgers. Mm-hmm. So it's been a while, and we'll really see how they bounce back to resiliency, especially given the nightmarish game that was played in Ann Arbor. I know those players probably still haven't flushed that from their system. Down deep inside, you cannot forget a game in which you fell behind by 40 points in the second half.
Yeah, the only thing they can console themselves with is that they led Louisville by 42 back in December. That was a long time ago, or it seems like a long time ago. But, yeah, we'll see how they come out here today and see if they can. You know, we're sounding like a couple of broken records here. But if the Badgers can get some confidence going with those perimeter shots, they're still just 30% from three-point range over their last nine games. And 44% of their attempts are from the three-point line. So we know they have good shooters. They need to start, as the line goes, need to start shooting like you're good shooters again, and maybe a fast start could get them going.
And you have to find a way to limit those stretches when you're not making your jump shots. So draw fouls, get to the free throw line, do some other things that can help you still be successful. Brad Davidson talked about it this week, quoting Brad, you've got to stay consistent throughout the game, or otherwise it's a game of runs, and you could find yourself on the wrong side of one pretty quick. Well, that's what happened in that first game. What was it? The total run, 43-6?
43-6,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a steamroller they ran into in Ann Arbor.
And Brad said something else, too, that I thought was that really hit at the heart of what these players have been thinking about coming to this six-game stretch. According to Davidson, this is the time of the year why you come to a program like Wisconsin, to be in the mix, to chase championships, to place for high seeds, and ultimately to leave a legacy and be remembered. We're excited. We've had this time of year circled, end of quote.
Yeah, well, here's their chance. These remaining three home games, they're against top eight teams in the net rankings. Michigan today, Iowa comes to town on Thursday. And then the home finale will be against Illinois. So it is a daunting stretch. They're going to have a top 25 competition in all but one of their remaining regular season games.
And by the sounds of it, the Michigan coach Juwan Howard said they're ready to play anybody, anywhere. He kidded this week that they'd play Wisconsin outside on a playground someplace here in Madison. Well, to be honest, it's a minus six. He might have second thoughts about it.
Yeah, right. Spent a lot of time down with the Miami Heat. The one thing he has, we can get into it later perhaps, he's a little leery about trying to jam in a 20-game schedule, though, at this point of the season when you've had a long pause, jamming in a lot of games in a short period of time. It's a tough ask. You know, Nebraska is going through a gauntlet right now. But we'll see how it works with Michigan moving forward. But today, let's see how the Badgers can handle things. Bo Borowski, Courtney Green, Brooks Wells are your officials. Reavers and Dickinson ready to jump center. Toss and tap to the Badgers with Wisconsin moves to our left, and we are underway at the Kohl Center, and Michigan straight up defensively as Reavers holds it up top. He'll flip to Brad Davison, met by Mike Smith. Brad leads it for Trice. He's guarded by Eli Brooks. Floats a pass to Reavers, hands it back to Trice. Brooks is all over Meech, and now Aleem Ford throws to Tyler Wall. Franz Wagner defending Wall. Shot clock is at 8. And then Wall lost the handle trying to work the left baseline, just popped out of his hands and went out of bounds to Michigan. And the Wolverines get their first possession, moving to our right. Badgers, per usual, straight up on the defensive end. Smith against Demetric Trice, out between the circles. Bounce pass Livers, matched up with Aleem Ford. Rivers takes him off the wing, works to the block, throws it out to Dickinson, met by Nate Reavers on the wing. A handoff to Smith. Smith being hounded by Trice, 10 on the shot clock. Livers right corner, Livers off the wing, stops mid post, pivots, steps in the lane, flips it up left hand, no good, got his own rebound, and a new 20 seconds on the shot clock for Michigan. Smith will hold at the edge of the center circle. A minute gone by, no score. Smith outside left. He'll throw to Livers at the top of the circle. Goes into Dickinson at the right elbow. Shot clock is at 6. Franz Wagner against Tyler Wall. Wagner goes cross court to Livers. 2 to shoot. 1 to shoot. Livers firing, and it's off the glass and rim. No good. Demetric Trice the rebound.
Excellent defense. Ford on Livers during that possession.
Trice gets a high screen from Tyler Wall. Demetric turns it out to Wall. High on the right. Dickinson is out on Wall. And a throw to Trice near half court. The team sticky on the defensive end here in the opening minute and a half. Trice cuts off the right wing, darts a pass to Ford, 3 in the air, left corner, good. Aleem Ford opens up the scoring with a 3-point hit, a minute 40 gone by.
Dribble penetration, Trice from the right wing into the paint, fouled an open Ford in the corner.
Juwan Howard tells his offense to get it up the floor. Here's Brooks, foul line jump, back iron, no good. Tyler Wall, the rebound for Wisconsin. Outlet to Trice up the right sideline to the front court. About 2 minutes in, 3-0 Wisconsin. Trice right lane line, the floater over Dickinson, good off the window. And the Badgers have the first 5 points of the day. Here's Smith throwing to Wagner. Wagner outside left, high screen Dickinson. Wagner the right hand dribble, right lane line, runs it up right hand, good off the glass over Reavers. Wagner on the drive, gets Michigan on the board, 5-2 Wisconsin.
Really hard to contest a shot like that with Wagner's length.
There's Trice to the front court, not quite 2.5 minutes gone by. It's 5-2 Wisconsin. Davison against Smith. Brad. A bounce to Reavers, top of the circle. Reavers hands off to Trice around a Reavers screen. A throwback to Nate is wide of the target. It goes out of bounds, and there's turnover number 2 against Wisconsin.
Oh, if they were able to connect on that pass, Trice to Reavers, he was wide open for a 3-point attempt.
Yes, he was. 2 early turnovers here for Wisconsin. Smith throwing to Wagner, hands it back to Smith, baseline right, darts a pass to Wagner. Wagner puts it on the floor, left of the lane, spins mid-post, gives it to Livers. He'll try a 3 straight away. It's good, and we're tied at 5. Isaiah Livers better than 44% from 3, and in the last 4 games before their pause, he was 13 of 22. And this is after a 23-day pause, and Michigan is back in action this afternoon. 3 minutes in, we're tied at 5. Ford goes into Reavers against Dickinson. Turns, shoots, missed it off the rim. Dickinson the rebound for Michigan. One and out for Wisconsin. Here comes Mike Smith up the left sideline. High screen Dickinson. Trice works over it. Smith right elbow. He'll throw to Eli Brooks high on the left with Davison defending. Brooks left of the lane. Runs it out to Dickinson. A long 2 left side off the rim. Rebound Tyler Wall. Ahead to Demetric Trice. 3.5 minutes gone by. We are tied at 5. Trice whips it to Reavers. He'll try a 3 straight away. Off the rim and out, no good. Smith the rebound for the Wolverines. And here's Mike Smith, the grad transfer. And a major addition for Juwan Howard's team. Smith on the left-hand dribble to the line. In the lane, kicks to Livers. Open 3, left wing short. Long rebound, snapped away by Tyler Wall. And we stay tied at 5, about 4 minutes gone by. Demetric Trice will set the offense. Throwing to Reavers, outside right. Gives to Wall, out top. He's against Wagner. Wall driving right of the lane. Pushed it up right hand off the glass and rim. No good, but he got his own rebound. Wall at the right block. Again, with a tight D from Wagner. Throwing to Davison. Feeds Reavers. Rotates to Trice. Trice against Smith. Bobs off the Reavers screen. Hooks a pass to Nate, and it's beyond his outstretched hands and out of bounds. Those two guys not on the same page here in the first few minutes of the game. And we have our first media timeout. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at joinallofus.org/Wisconsin. And Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you to win 2021-2022 Badger basketball season tickets. Enter now at amfam.com/Badgers. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 15:41 left in the first half, Wisconsin 5, Michigan 5. This is Badger basketball from Learfield IMG College. Nothing beats the freezing cold weather better than a piping hot, delicious brew pub. Lots of matzo pizza, the best meat and veggie toppings, award-winning mozzarella cheese, and available at your local grocer. Brew pub, lots of matzo pizzas are the ingredients for a great time. Today's game also brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. You protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 15:41 left first half. Badgers and Michigan tied at 5.
We'll see what Wisconsin's bench crew can do. Jonathan Davis, Micah Potter, Trevor Anderson on the floor.
Along with Ford and Davis in, here's Mike Smith bringing it up for Michigan. Austin Davis in there for the Wolverines as Hunter Dickinson takes a break. Here's Livers in the lane. Pull up 13-footer short. Got his own rebound following his miss. Works it back out to Eli Brooks. Rotates to Smith. Open three left side, and that'll rattle in for Smith. A 47% shooter from three coming into the game. Michigan on an 8-point run now, leading 8-5. 15-15 left in the first half. Micah Potter against Austin Davis at the top of the circle. Potter a hand off to Davison, covered up by Brooks. Brad feeds Potter up top, rotates to Aleem Ford at the left point. Ford throws to Anderson on the left side. Anderson, a bounce pass to Potter, left of the lane, 8 on the shot clock. Potter against Austin Davis, faces up, mid-range jump is good for Micah Potter. And it's 8-7 Michigan, a little more than 5 minutes gone by.
They cleared out for Potter on that side of the floor. It was a good use of the face-up.
Isaiah Livers, a left-hand flip to Wagner, darts it into Livers. He'll catch left block, Ford defending. Livers puts it on the deck. Left shoulder, now turns right shoulder, fades, fires, hits it off the glass. Livers with 5, 10-7 Michigan, 5.5 minutes into the game.
Livers does so much to help Michigan win, doesn't he?
Yeah, he really does. Just a terrific player, and now play is stopped. I think Livers got a little shaken up there, I think, and Bobrovsky stopping play. And
might have got something in his eye. Yeah. I don't know if he wears contacts or not.
Yeah, he's going to. I think he does, just looking at the athletic trainer. Yep, and it looks like they're going to get Livers taken care of. So it's 10-7 Michigan, 14-26 left in the first half, and a freebie timeout here at both sides. You mentioned those bench, hopefully more bench production for the Badgers here today, especially Davis and Anderson. They were really good in the game at Nebraska on Wednesday night.
Nice chemistry. I'd like to see Micah Potter find the range again from the three-point line. He did not take a three-pointer at Nebraska. Only the first time this year he hasn't taken a shot. He's 0 for his last 9 from distance.
Yeah, get him going, because he's one of those guys that you know can shoot. Such a big part of that stretch drive for the Badgers last year. Here's Potter, left wing, goes into Aleem Ford, left of the lane. Livers defending, single coverage, backing his Ford. One pump, low on the left, up, and it'll drop for Aleem Ford. Good work inside from Aleem. He has 5, 10-9 Michigan.
Almost lost control of the ball going up with his left hand, but made the basket.
Here's Smith, baseline right pass, knocked away by Potter. Smith gets it back, turns it out to Livers. Feeds Eli Brooks high on the left, around a Livers screen. Brooks top of the circle, picked up by Ford. A throw to Smith on the right wing. Darts it back to Brooks, fakes three, got Ford up. And now the floater in the lane is short. Rebound Smith, tries again, missed it. Rebound Jonathan Davis for Wisconsin. Boy, Michigan doing a good job of following the misses. That time the Badgers got away with it. Here's Davis throwing to Potter right of the circle. Micah looks it to Davison at the top around a Potter screen, moving right, circles top of the arc, can't get free, darts it to Jonathan Davis, fakes the three left corner against Wagner. Off the wing, mid post left, up, blocked by Wagner. It comes down to Smith. He'll push for Michigan. Davison back. Livers feeds Brooks left block. Badgers busting back on the defensive end. It's good work on the part of Greg Garge Group. 13-10 left in the first half. It's 10-9. Michigan leads Wisconsin. Smith out front, bounce pass Austin Davis at the top of the circle. Davis matched up with Micah Potter. Hands off to Smith. Smith against Anderson. Smith loops it into Davis. He'll catch left of the lane. Four to shoot. Davis backing, turns up.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time. No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Left hand, that was partially blocked. It comes down to Davison of Wisconsin. And here comes Brad, right sideline, feeds Potter, rotates the four. He'll catch, tries the three, good. Aleem Ford with 8 points early on today. And it's 12-10 Wisconsin, 12:35 left of the half.
Great rhythm in Ford's stroke so far.
Can be good in that catch and shoot mode, and that's exactly what he did a moment ago. Here's Smith off the Davis screen, right of the lane, darts across court for Wagner, swoops off the left wing in the lane, and a whistle on the drive, and a foul is called. They will point to Jonathan Davis, and that'll be his first foul and the game's first foul with 12:19 left in the half.
You know what I think's gotten Liam Ford into the game was has been his defense, because he's been assigned to livers, and you really get challenged that way, and I think it's helped his offense.
Yeah, no doubt. Tyler Wall, Dimitri Trice back on the floor. Potter, Anderson, Ford rounding out the five. Inbounds pass to Eli Brooks on the left side. Brooks, bounce pass into Wagner against Wall. Wagner left of the lane, backs to the mid post. Backing, patiently backing. He'll pivot. Up right hand. Air ball caught by Davis inside, and he got cut blocked by Micah Potter. If the miss was so bad, it helped set up the foul, if you will. That'll be the first on Micah Potter. And now Nate Reavers will come back into the lineup, and he'll replace Micah. 12:07 left in the first half. Badgers lead 12-10. Shaundy Brown, the former Wake Forest Demon Deacon, he'll inbound baseline left into Eli Brooks on the left wing. Brooks with a bounce to Austin Davis, left of the lane. Davis backing on Reavers. Pivots, bobbles, gets it back up right hand and in. Greg Gard was talking about how much better Austin Davis has gotten over the course of his career. Grad student, he ties the game at 12. 11:48 left in the first half. Trice against Brown. It's a tough matchup for Dimitri. Brown could be a tough defender. Here's Aleem Ford, right of the lane. Gets it to Trevor Anderson, outside right. A feed for Wall. Rotates to Trice on the left wing. 8 on the shot clock. Trice on the dribble, top of the circle. Feeds Ford. He'll catch. Shoots another three. Got it. Ooh, Aleem Ford is feeling it here in the first half. 15-12, Wisconsin with 11:22 left till halftime.
Had a good matchup. Austin Davis was forced to get out and close on Ford.
And here's Brooks, a throwback delivers. He'll try to match it. Left side three. Bangs off the rim, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Austin Davis of Michigan. As we hit the under 12 media timeouts. No one can thrive on an empty stomach, and that's why Alliant Energy continues to help fight hunger in Wisconsin. Alliant Energy using our energy for good in the communities we serve. And Buffalo Wild Wings has new boneless wings with more meat and less breading. They'll turn any boneless hater into a boneless believer. Get the B-dubs and try their new boneless wings. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11-12 left in the first half. Wisconsin 15, Michigan 12. This is Badger basketball from Learfield IMG College. As a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, Citgo is fueling game day and every day. Right now, save 5 cents on every gallon with the Club Citgo app. Go Badgers, terms and conditions apply. And the Ford F-Series is America's best-selling truck for 44 years. Make one officially yours at your Wisconsin or UP Ford dealer today. 11-12 left in the first half, Wisconsin 15, Michigan 12.
Over the last three games, Aleem Ford was 6 of 24 from the field, 2 of 10 from the three-point line. At Nebraska, he had 9 points. I mean, only 3 of 12 shots, 1 of 5 from distance. What we've seen so far in the first half is what we saw out of Aleem Ford last February.
Yep.
That Ford is 4 of 4 from the floor, 3 of 3 from the three-point arc.
Yeah, last February he was 45% from the three-point line and averaged 11 a game. And I know we can kind of wear you out maybe at times going back to last year, but our point is, you know he can.
Exactly.
And those were big stage games where he delivered. And this would be a rather large stage here today, and leans off to a very good start.
An unsung stat here in the first half. Tyler Wall has 4 rebounds for Wisconsin. Now, I know he had a turnover on the very first possession. A path to the rim, and he got a little bit overly excited and dribbled the ball out of bounds or off his foot. But he settled into the game and has done what he's done throughout his short career here, has played really aggressive defense.
Ford, Reavers, Wall, Anderson, and Trice out there for Wisconsin. Brooks, Brown, Wagner, Livers, and Austin Davis for Michigan. And a little backcourt resistance from Michigan. Anderson goes cross court, right to left, front court feed for Ford, and now they set it up with Anderson. A handoff to Tyler Wall near the center circle. Oops, a pass to Reavers. He's open. He'll try the three. Nailed it. Nate Reavers, only his fifth hit of this Big Ten season from long range. They gave it to him. He took it and drilled it. 18-12, Wisconsin. 10:42 left in the first half. Brooks hands off to Wagner, high on the left. High ball screen from Austin Davis. Wagner checked by Wall. Wagner left of the lane. The floater right hand rolls in. Nice touch from Franz Wagner. He has four, and it's 18-14, Wisconsin. 10.5 minutes left till halftime. Trevor Anderson harassed backcourt by Brooks. Trevor gets it through the center circle to the front court. The Badgers go into their offense. Reavers out top. Gives off to Tyler Wall. Takes the dribble to the right. Right of the lane. Spinning up left hand. Good. Off the window. First points for Tyler Wall. 20-14, Wisconsin. 10:07 left in the first half.
That's what you call gamesmanship. Wagner had scored him at one end. He came back and scored on Wagner.
The Badgers are 8 of 12 from the field. Michigan 6 of 17. Wagner bobbled the dribble. Now gives off to Davis. Hands it to Livers. Livers steps back, and a three in the air straight away is good. Step back three from Isaiah Livers, and it's 20-17, Wisconsin. 9:42 left till halftime. Ford being hounded by Livers, knocked it away. Ball is loose. Ford trying to run it down. Brooks does, and on the floor, he gets rid of it. The Wagner feeds Brown, kicks it to Livers' right side. He'll feed Brooks. Darting into the lane. Floater right hand, no good. Rebound tip to Anderson. Badgers got away with one. And here comes Trevor to the front court. 9:20 left in the half, 20-17, Wisconsin. Anderson left of the lane, drives on Brooks, goes up, too strong, no good. Rebound Eli Brooks of Michigan. Ahead it goes to Livers, spots up on the right side. He'll try a three, and this game is tied. Isaiah Livers, his third three, 20-20 with 9:05 left in the half. Here comes Trevor Anderson to the front court. Michigan has really turned it up, and then Trevor lost the handle but got fouled on the play, and that's going to be the first foul against Michigan. And it's going to go against Eli Brooks. Dickinson, Brandon Johns, and Mike Smith coming in for Michigan. Brandon John, a 6'8 junior from East Lansing. .858 left in the first half, tied at 20. Inbounds pass, Johnny Davis back in there. It splits two defenders, goes to the rim, and he got it. And a foul. It is an and one for Jonathan Davis. And he got fouled by Austin Davis.
I think what the coaches really love about Jonathan Davis, and there's much to love, is that he's constantly on the attack. So even though he got a shot blocked earlier in the game on a drive to the rack, he came right back and attacked the rim, draws the foul, and goes to the free throw line.
Yeah, I want to correct myself. The foul is a charge to Shaundy Brown, by the way. Austin Davis on the bench. You got Hunter Dickinson back in the lineup. As Jonathan Davis converts the three-point play as he hits the free throw. 23-20, Wisconsin. 8:50 left in the first half. Franz Wagner left of the lane, and a whistle and a foul is called. A little reach-in as they're working on Wagner. Dimitri Trice called for the foul. It'll be his first. And team foul number three. Baseline left. Smith is inbounding for Michigan. Gets it into Shaundy Brown. He'll feed Wagner against Jonathan Davis. Wagner left lane line goes up. Blocked by Wall. Into the hands of Trice. Ahead it goes to Brad Davison. As Michigan gets back, Brad waits to play 5-on-5. Davison, a pass deflected by Brown. A scramble in the backcourt. Davison gathers and throws to Reavers. And Nate, in a tough spot, will need a timeout. Boy, Brad feeling that.
Yeah,
diving for the ball. Yep.
Not really.
Yep.
For Brad Davison,
elbow.
Not really.
Yep.
It's just a little painful.
Yep. Well, he was sliding a long way, too, after he secured the ball. Jawan Howard saying it probably should be a travel.
They call it the funny bone, but yeah. There's nothing really humorous about that.
He's going to have to get bandaged up as he was cut. We're going to have a full timeout. We'll go ahead and take a break. Dairyland Seed offers Wisconsin farmers elite genetics in corn, soybeans, alfalfa, and silage. Visit DairylandSeed.com to learn more. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 8:28 left in the first half. Wisconsin 23, Michigan 20. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield IMG College. Get great deals during Menards' Race to Savings Sale, where there's low prices with a wide selection. Let Menards take care of all your home improvement needs. 8:28 left in the first half, 23-20, Wisconsin Badgers using a timeout. Michigan very nearly getting a turnover. Badgers keep possession.
Brad, what's wrong with this picture? Michigan leads the Big Ten in field goal shooting percentage. The Wolverines are 8 of 21, 38%, while the Badgers are 9 of 14, 64% from the field, 4 of 5 from beyond the arc.
Yeah, Badgers came in 41.5% from the field in Big Ten play. Inbounds pass to Trice, 15 on the shot clock. Shawnee Brown, the tight defense. Trice, high screen Reavers. Dimitri could throw back to Nate. Drives on Dickinson, left of the lane. Pull-up shot blocked by Dickinson, out of bounds to Wisconsin with five to shoot. Michigan on average rejects five shots a game. No one does it better in the Big Ten. Five to shoot, 8:17 left in the half, 23-20 Wisconsin.
Thing is, they block a lot of shots. They've had nobody DQ'd this year.
Inbounds pass, Reavers feeds Trice. Mid-range jump left side, sweet. Trice with four. Yeah, they're a good team, but much like Wisconsin. Michigan's been like this for a while, much like Wisconsin, a team that just doesn't foul a ton. Do a good job of keeping opponents off the free throw line. A pass intended for Mike Smith is tapped out of bounds, left wing by Trice. 5-point lead, Wisconsin, with 8 minutes left in the first half. Franz Wagner, sideline left, will inbound. Wagner looks, gets it into Brandon Johns on the left wing. Kicks it back out to Smith. Dickinson the high screen. Smith moves to his right, to the right elbow. Throwback pass, Brandon Johns. Shot fake, behind the back dribble. Good defense from Tyler Wall. 8 on the shot clock. A feed into Dickinson. Low on the left. Up and in over Reavers. First points for Hunter Dickinson, who averages 15 a game. 25-22 Wisconsin.
Dickinson had leverage on the baseline and took advantage of it.
Backcourt resistance. Brown was bothering Trice, who gets the pass away to Tyler Wall, met by Johns at the midstripe. 7:30 left in the half. Badgers up three. Here's Wall kicking to Reavers, feeds Davis, throws it back to Trice at the center circle. Dimitrik on the left-hand dribble glides off to the left side. Brown defense. Trice steps back, feeds Reavers left of the circle with Dickinson on him. Gets it back to Trice, top of the arc. Shot clock at 7. Trice against Dickinson, small versus a big. Dimitrik shaking left of the lane. Shot blocked by Dickinson. Out of bounds to Wisconsin with 2 on the shot clock.
It was almost identical for Dickinson, the block shot. First one was on Reavers. This one was on Trice in almost the same spot on the floor.
Holds his ground. Dimitrik trying to use some quicks to get by him, but Dickinson stayed tough. Trice baseline left will inbound. Looking, throws to Davidson, left corner, 3 in the air, is off the side of the glass, and that'll be a shot clock violation. I'm talking with Greg Gard before the first game about Dickinson. Greg uses the term, you're like a baby giraffe. If you're big, you get out of balance. In other words, he says that's not an issue with Dickinson. He stays strong, keeps that base. And we are seeing that on display here in the first half today. 6:55 left in the half, 25-22 Wisconsin. Johns had it knocked away by Wall. Tyler diving for it, can't get it. Ball loose again. Johns in the backcourt. He's disrupted by Trice. It went off of Johns and out of bounds. Wall and Trice helping force the Michigan turnover, the first of the day against the Wolverines.
That's called pit bull defense on the part of Wall and Trice.
Jonathan Davis, sideline right front court, inbounds to Trice against Brown on the right wing. Dimitrik off the Micah Potter screen. Micah back in there, Trice to the free throw line, retreats, now drives on Dickinson up with the right hand. Good, off the window. Dimitrik Trice with 6, and it's 27-22 Wisconsin.
Xavier Simpson flashback on that shot.
Yes, sir. A little hook shot action. From Dimitrik Trice, 6:25 left of the break, 5-point lead, Wisconsin.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So Smith lobs it inside. Caught by Dickinson. Backs on Potter on the right block. Dickinson turns up left hand. Good. Good soft touch from the 7'1", 255-pound freshman. 27-24 Wisconsin. 6:10 left in the half. Tyler Wall throwing to Davison, high on the left. Smith defending Brad. And a tough pass for Jonathan Davis, and it's deflected out of bounds by Livers. Dangerous pass there. Aleem Ford will come back in. He'll get Jonathan Davis, and Trevor Anderson checks in for Davison. 6:03 left of the break, 27-24 Wisconsin. Badgers 11-19 from the field. Michigan is 10 for 23. Anderson baseline left will inbound. Looking. And they find Ford cutting to the hoop, and he'll catch it. He will finish. Aleem Ford with 13 as the Badgers get the quick hitter. 29-24 Wisconsin, 5:52 left in the half. Here's Smith, top of the circle. Throws left side for Livers. He'll catch on the wing against Wall. Looped it inside. Dickinson catches. And a little help on the double team from Anderson, who reaches in, and a foul is called. They'll get Trevor. He was trying to help Micah down low. That's the first on Anderson and the fourth on Wisconsin.
Going back to that last Ford basket, he burned Livers. You don't see that very often got caught flat-footed.
13 first half points for Aleem Ford. Inbounds pass to Livers, left of the circle against Tyler Wall. Side feed for Shawnee Brown. Kicks it back to Livers, top of the circle. He and Brown play catch. Inside feed caught by Dickinson, low on the left. Up, knocked away. Potter comes down to Aleem Ford. Good interior D from the Badgers. And here's Anderson against Shawnee Brown. Trevor on the left-hand dribble to the top of the circle. Pivots, throws to Wall high on the right. Tightly defended by Livers. Wall puts it on the floor. Runs it up right hand. Off the glass and rim, no good. Dickinson the rebound. Outlet Brown. Left sideline to the forecourt for Michigan. Brown applies the brakes. Holds, gives to Dickinson. Michigan will set the floor. 5:06 left in the half. 29-24 Wisconsin. Smith to the line. Smith down the lane. Feeds Dickinson low on the right. Back out the Livers. Quick pass Brown. Left corner three on the way. Is off the rim. No good. Rebound fought for Wall. And it was knocked out of bounds by Brandon Johns. It'll belong to Wisconsin. And Tyler Wall, as usual, not afraid to stick his face in there.
That's what you have to do against a talented team like Michigan. You've got some real leapers on the floor. Tyler Wall was just able to use his muscle get the ball.
Brown and Johns sit down. They have Brooks, Wagner, Livers, Smith, and Dickinson out there. Demetric Trice throwing to Micah Potter. Wall, Ford, and Anderson rounding out the five for the Badgers. Potter hands off to Anderson, top of the circle. Trevor shuffles to the foul line, gives to Micah. Three in the air, straight away, book it. Micah Potter was 0-for-9 from three-point range in recent games. Sticks a triple here, and the lead is 8 for Wisconsin. 32-24, the Badgers. 4:25 left till halftime. Dickinson up top. He'll throw to Smith high on the left. Smith goes into Dickinson. Low on the left. Up and missed it. Got his own rebound. Couldn't control. It's snapped away by Demetric Trice. Trice through the center court logo to the front court. Hands it to Aleem Ford. Aleem right lane line goes up. Whistle. Shot is up and no shot. They call the foul out on the floor. No continuation for Aleem Ford. Greg Gard campaigning for it. Bobrovsky says no sale.
Brooks, I think, was the defender who got in Ford's path, picked up the foul.
And that will be his second.
He's so very valuable to Michigan, too,
isn't he? Yes, he is. Michael Potter gets the inbounds pass. Hands to Trevor Anderson. 4:05 left in the half. 32-24 Wisconsin. Anderson kills the dribble just outside the center circle. Now here's Potter against Austin Davis back in there for Dickinson. Micah with a dribble handoff to Anderson. Goes to the foul line, feeds Potter on the right side. Micah on the penetration, goes to the rim, layup good. Micah Potter on the attack. 34-24, Wisconsin with 3:42 left till halftime. Livers against Aleem Ford around the Davis screen. Livers driving right of the lane, and he got fouled by Ford.
Ford got beat off the dribble and kind of just leaned into him, knowing that it's the only way he was going to slow him down. Otherwise, Livers gets to the rim.
First foul on Ford and the fifth on Wisconsin, and the under four media timeout. You don't have to be a scientist to work at Exact Sciences. Visit exactsciences.com to view the company's hundreds of open jobs and join the fight against cancer. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 3:37 left in the first half. Wisconsin 34, Michigan 24. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield, IMG College. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. If you have a smartphone or tablet, you can have your bank with you wherever you go with U.S. Bank Mobile. You'll spend less time managing your money and more time doing the things you love. Sign up today at usbank.com or your app store. Restrictions and fees may apply. U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC. And be a Badger wherever you call home while balancing work and family with UW-Madison Online's fully online bachelor's degrees. Learn more at online.wisc.edu. 3:37 left of the first half. Wisconsin 34, Michigan 24.
Wisconsin on a 7-0 run. It was triggered by an inbounds blow by Ford on Livers. Potter then hit a three. Potter came back and got to the rim. It was just a good read on the part of Micah Potter, because after he made that three-point shot, Austin Davis closed out even harder. So what do you do when that happens? Well, you attack that defender at his weak point, which is, if you're going to be that far out on the floor, I'm going to take the ball off the dribble, beat you to the rim, which Potter did. We both watched practice yesterday, Matt, and Potter was hitting
it. Again, he's one of those guys you just know can shoot the ball, and players get in slumps. In the bag, you've just been more team-wide from the perimeter, but today they're 5 of 7 so far from the three-point arc. It was interesting yesterday, and he did it before the Nebraska game, too. I know we both had a chance to visit with Greg about that. Kind of changed the routine up, went a little, split the squad up. It wasn't just rotation against scout team. Pretty competitive, wasn't it?
It was the red-white scrimmage.
Yep, it was.
He wanted to bring the energy up in practice.
Yep, and it worked the day before Nebraska, and you just hear a lot of chatter, a lot of encouragement, and a creative scoring system. Michigan basketball, Mike Smith baseline right will inbound. Smith will toss it out the Livers, turns it to Brooks against Anderson, top of the circle. Brooks flips to Wagner, high on the left, matched up with Tyler Wall. Wagner cuts off the wing. Wall goes down, no call. Kick out Livers, rotates to Brooks on the right side. Brooks off the right wing in the lane. Gets it out of there, 5 to shoot. Livers against Anderson now. Livers steps back, shot fake, now fires, and it's off the rim and out, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds, last touch by Wall.
Boy, was that a good defensive possession for Wisconsin.
Boy, really
forcing
was
a really tough shot by Livers.
Badgers bringing the energy here in this first half. 3:13 left in it. 34-24 Wisconsin. A new 20 on the shot clock for the Wolverines. And Eli Brooks, baseline left, will inbound. Brooks looking. A throw to Wagner. Right corner three is in and out. No good. Rebound tipped in the air. And it's last touch by Trevor Anderson. As Anderson and Austin Davis battling for it in the left corner. So another 20 on the clock for Michigan.
It's really challenging to play defense this long against such a quality offense.
Long drive here for Michigan. Brooks, baseline left. Gets it out to Smith on the left wing. Turns it out between the circles as Dimitri Trice will defend. Smith picks up the dribble, throws to Wagner, rotates to Brooks, high on the left. Brooks with a bounce pass to Livers, left of the lane. Looks around a Davis screen, kicks it to Smith on the right side. Smith off the wing, stops mid-post, feeds Brooks, 3 in the air left of the circle, and that's an air ball out of bounds to Wisconsin. A lot of time of possession there, but Michigan comes up empty. 2:48 left in the first half, 34-24 Wisconsin. Hunter Dickinson back in as Austin Davis will sit down. Trevor Anderson brings it up the floor. Met in the backcourt by Eli Brooks. Potter setting a screen. Trevor to the front court. Throws to Micah at the top against Hunter Dickinson. Potter a couple of dribbles. A handoff to Anderson. Dodged by Brooks. Feeding a lean Ford, who has 13 points in this first half. Ford at the right point. 12 on the shot clock. Ford will give it up the wall. Covered up by Livers. Well above the three-point line. Now Trice right of the center circle. Being dogged by Smith. 5 to shoot. Dimitri on the dribble. Cuts left of the lane. Fades. Fires. Off the rim. No. Dickinson the rebound. Out to Smith. Michigan with a lot of energy on the defensive end. Smith on the left-hand hip-high dribble. He'll pivot, fire from 17, back iron, no good. Hunter Dickinson the rebound, right block, moving in on Potter, splits two defenders, reverse layup, lost it as he went up because he was fouled. And Hunter Dickinson will step to the foul line as a lean Ford is called for his second foul.
For Wisconsin's low post players, Dickinson's such a different challenge than Kofi Coburn, right?
Yep,
I mean,
yep.
Physically, he's built like a three iron compared to Coburn, but he's strong.
Yes, he is. A lot of patience down low, can be a good passer. First free throw, no good. Michigan, the best free throw shooting team in Big Ten play at 78%. Reavers in for Potter. Jonathan Davis will check in for Aleem Ford. That was the first free throw attempt for Michigan. Badgers have shot one throw. That was Jonathan Davis finishing a three-point play. Second free throw, Dickinson, and the left-hander is good. So he'll split 34-25. Wisconsin with 2 minutes left in the first half. and stops Wisconsin's run at 7. Here's Anderson, left sideline against Eli Brooks. Trevor probing, feeds Weavers, fakes the 3. Couple of dribbles against Dickinson, sends it back to Anderson to the top of the circle. Trevor kills the dribble, passes off to Trice, 10 on the shot clock. Trice gives it up to Tyler Wall against Dickinson. Wall sizes him up, trying to cross over. Working low on the left against Dickinson. Left block steps through, reverse layup off the rim, no good. And the rebound to Livers of Michigan with a minute and a half left in the half. Livers against Anderson. Livers to the top of the circle. He'll throw to Smith. Shot fake, got Wall up. Ball is loose, taken away by Trevor Anderson. Looked like Trice deflected it away. And here's Anderson off the Michigan turnover. Trevor gives off to Trice, loops it to Reavers at the top, gets it back to Trice on the handoff. Trice around a Reavers screen, mid-range jump right side, no good, but a foul. And Dimitri Trice will go to the free throw line for 2 shots with 106 left in the first half.
It was a combination of defensive plays at the other end when Mike Smith lost the ball. Wall kind of harassed him, he lost control, and then Trice did deflect it to a teammate.
Hunter Dickinson called for his first foul. 34-25 Wisconsin. 2 free throws for Trice, and the first is on the way and good. And Davison will come in for Anderson. Shawnee Brown will get Eli Brooks. Badgers back to a 10-point lead. Trice better than 77% at the foul line this season. He made the first, and he's good with the second. Longest lead of the half for Wisconsin now at 11. 36-25 Wisconsin. Coming up on the final minute of the first half. Franz Wagner at the free throw line. Shooting over Jonathan Davis. Off the rim. Wall the rebound for Wisconsin. Outlet to Trice. On the push to the front court. And he'll slow it down. Trice throws to Wall. Baseline right. Probing. Now retreating above the three-point line. 45 seconds left in the half. 36-25 Wisconsin. Reavers hands off to Davis against Smith. Shot clock is at 12. Davis flips to Trice out at the center circle with Livers on him. Shot clock at 7. Trice the left-hand dribble. Works to the elbow. Now right lane line. Try to run it up right hand, and that's sent out of bounds by Dickinson with 3 on the shot clock.
Given how well the Badgers have played in this first half, you realize how loud this joint would have been with fans in it?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. On a Sunday afternoon, early game?
Yeah, thinking about that today. What it would be like Thursday night when Iowa's here and then Illinois. Look forward to those days again. Inbounds pass Wall with 2 to shoot. Now Trice for 3. Right side. In and out. No good. But a foul. Right in front of the Michigan bench. Shawnee Brown with the foul of the 3-shot variety for Dimitri Trice with 27 seconds left in the first half.
I think you kind of alluded to it earlier. Michigan's not a team that's going to foul a lot, and it certainly hasn't taken this type of foul very often over the last few years.
And Dimitri Trice, who hit 2 a moment ago, will now get 3 shots. And the first is good. 37-25 Wisconsin with 27 seconds left in the first half.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Trice has been on a pretty good roll against Michigan over the last couple of games, don't you think?
Yeah, it's easy to forget with what happened a month ago. He had 20 and then just was lights out good in Ann Arbor last season.
That was about as good a game as I've seen any Wisconsin guard play. He had 28 against the Wolverines.
Yeah, he was on fire. It's the second free throw. One more coming for Trice. It is in the air, and he made them all. Dimitri Trice gives Wisconsin a 14-point lead, 39-25. Timeout Michigan. Juwan Howard taking the use it or lose it. 24.2 seconds left in the half. Shot clock is dark. Wisconsin 39, Michigan 25.
Well, Matt, we talked a little bit about it. In Michigan's only loss this year at Minnesota, the Wolverines just didn't shoot the ball well. 39% for the game. Here in the first half, Wolverines 32%, 10 of 31, 4 of 10 from beyond the arc, while the Badgers are shooting at a 54% clip. clip, including 5 of 7 from the three-point line.
You know what's noticeable there? I mean, the 5 of 7 is noticeable, but the 7 attempts out of 26 taken. Well, Michigan, as you said, Michigan is coming out and challenging everything. The Badgers are putting the ball on the floor. They're attacking here. They're not settling for threes. But when they're taking them, they're making them.
The hard luck guy has been Tyler Wall, who's been consistently on the attack, but only 1 of 4. But you like to see that type of aggressiveness.
Yeah, and he has 5 rebounds. So Michigan on offense, 24.2 seconds left in the half. 14-point lead for the Badgers. Wagner, sideline left, inbounds to Smith. Smith against Dimitri Trice. Smith will walk the dribble to the edge of the center circle. Down to 18 seconds left in the half. Smith, left hand, right hand, left hand, just rocking the dribble. Down to 13 seconds. Smith with a throw to Livers, who turned around just in time. Off the left wing, now a double from Wall. 7 seconds left in the half. Back to Shawnee Brown. Feeds Livers again with 4 seconds. Livers pulls up, left elbow jumper is good. And that's how the first half will end. Jonathan Davis will fling one from 75 feet away, but it was after the horn. And a good first half has come to an end as the Badgers have found their offense and have brought a lot of energy on the defensive end of the floor. We are halfway through this Sunday afternoon matchup at the Kohl Center from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. At the half, Wisconsin 39, Michigan 27. We'll be back and recap the first half in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield, IMG College. We get ready for the second half. Wisconsin 39, Michigan 27. Well, a lot of energy from the Badgers in the first half. Mike, now can they bring it for 20 more against a Michigan team? Maybe, you know, in fairness, trying to get its legs back, its timing back, but they're still really good. But the Badgers had their best half in quite a while.
No doubt. And it was the energy, not just on one end of the floor, because we're accustomed to seeing them play hard, playing with energy and intensity and urgency on defense. But we also saw it on offense. And talking with Jim Polzin, they looked more for the rim than they have in some time. They weren't settling for jump shots. And when those shots were available, they would, in fact, take them. But they had a nice mix to their arsenal today, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's what was noticeable. The 7 attempts from 3 compared to 26 shots overall. And what's noticeable is they're getting stuff done, you know, inside the three-point line. Michigan has the best two-point defense in terms of efficiency in the country. Teams are only 40% from inside the arc against Michigan. National average is about 50-50. So they'll block their shots. They've done that. 4 of them, in fact, in the first half, but that hasn't stopped Wisconsin from attacking. So Michigan will have the first possession of the second half.
We should point out before the start of the game that Nate Reavers was honored for joining the 1,000 point club here at Wisconsin, something the fans don't get a chance to see this year.
No, you just have to, you'll see it on social media. That's it. Here's Mike Smith's second half underway. Michigan moves to our left. Smith on the right side. Moving in on Reavers. Finds Livers down the lane, and the layup is good. Livers cutting to the basket. He has 15. 39-29, Wisconsin. Opening minute of the second half. Badgers move to our right. There's Dimitri Trice against Eli Brooks. Throwing to Reavers against Dickinson. And he gives it up to Davison. Throwing to Trice. Hounded by Brooks. Boy, they are guarding all over the place. Reavers left open. Puts it on the deck. Drives on Dickinson. Floater right hand. Off the rim, no good. Rebound knocked around. Last touch by Wisconsin. Went off a wall, then off an 8 and out of bounds.
You see more intensity, don't you, out of Michigan already in just 2 possessions in this half?
Yeah, we've seen them at times on the defensive end show the energy, and the Badgers were able to, as we talked about, take advantage. But yeah, they're contesting everything right now. And so is Trice, who took it away from Dickinson out front, and then a foul is called on Dickinson, which prevented a run out for Dimitri Trice. That'll be the second foul on Dickinson.
It's really all about anticipation and knowing the scouting report, looking for a little handoff there. And Trice was able to split the two players.
Yep, trying to go big to small there. Dickinson to Smith. Still not quite a minute gone by. Second half, 39-29, Wisconsin. Trice walks the dribble to the front court. Gives to Wall. He'll flip to Brad Davison against Smith. Davison at the top. Good screen from Reavers. Blocked out Smith. Davison throws to Wall on the left side. Back to Brad. Open three. Left of the circle. Money. First points of the day for Brad Davison. 42-29, Wisconsin, a minute 15 gone, second half. Here's Smith, baseline right, cuts underneath, feeds Faulkner, left corner three, right back at you. Faulkner, his first three, 42-32, Wisconsin, 90 seconds gone by second half.
Smith doing a better job of facilitating here early in the second half.
He was getting a half a dozen assists with regularity. Here's an inside feed. Davison low on the right, up no good. And, boy, Mike Smith's shaken up, and he is still down. Here's Franz Wagner to the front court, and now play is stopped as Smith just hands on his head right now.
He got an elbow, an inadvertent elbow from Brad Davison right in the face. And Brad going up, hit him with the left elbow.
Juwan Howard is not a happy man right now. Oh, he is really barking. And now a technical foul has been assessed to Juwan Howard. He is really upset. And it would, yeah, the elbow came from Brad as he was going up for the shot. And they will review this. Smith is now walking toward the Michigan huddle. He appears to be okay.
I'm guessing from Howard's perspective and sight line, he felt that Davison threw that elbow
in
Smith's face, and that's what they're going to review.
Yeah, it was the left elbow of Brad as he was going up with the right hand. And, it, you know, if they, you know, regardless of intent here, if they rule the contact excessive, they can certainly issue a flagrant on Brad, or they could rule basketball play part of the motion of going to the bucket. But now here we go. Here's the replay review. And boy, Juwan was really, really upset. So whatever is called or not called against Wisconsin, the Michigan head coach has been assessed a technical. We have 18-17 remaining early on second half. Badgers lead 42-32.
In many respects, Mike Smith has become the heartbeat of this Michigan team. He sacrificed his own game offensively because he was a heck of a scorer at Columbia.
Yeah, he was.
To, as I say, facilitate the game for others.
Yeah, that was one of the questions without Xavier Simpson, who was so good at Michigan. And then Smith, as you mentioned, he was a 1,600-point scorer. But you know, he had a stretch of games where he was getting at least six assists a game. He's averaging 5.5, which leads the conference.
And he's picking his spots in Big Ten play. He's shooting better than 60% from the three-point line. Mm-hmm. So he's still effective when he wants to be.
Officiating crew, Bo Borowski, Courtney Green, Brooks Wells talking it over. And it looks like not a flagrant. It's Borowski talking with Greg Gard. So there is a technical foul assessed to Juwan Howard. Get it all sorted out here. Dimitri Trice will be shooting the technicals here for the Badgers. So, 10-point lead for Wisconsin. So, no flagrant. Bench technical to Michigan as Trice at the free throw line. And the first attempt is in and out, no good. He had made 5 in a row in the first half. All 5 of those coming late in the first half of play.
Players will tell you when there's no bodies on the line, it makes it tougher,
it
right?
Does. It certainly can. And Dimitri straight through with the second. So it'll be Michigan basketball now. 43-32, Wisconsin. Well, if nothing else, Juwan Howard's probably fired up his team. And Smith, by the way, stays in the game. And Smith gets the inbounds pass, and we resume play here in Madison. A throw to Eli Brooks. High on the right, a pass for Livers out near the center circle. He'll toss to Smith at the left point, refusing the Dickinson screen. Drives off the left wing, pushed it up, and in, and one. Mike Smith on the attack. He has 5 and a chance to make it 6 as he'll go to the free throw line.
How timely. We were just talking about Mike Smith's offensive prowess. And we got an example of it as he got inside positioning on Trice, used his body to shield Trice, draw the foul, make the basket, shoots a free throw.
Juwan Howard still talking with Bo Borowski There's Smith at the line. Second foul on Trice. Free throw for Smith is good. And it's 43-35 Wisconsin. We're 2 minutes into the second half. Here's Dimitri Trice against Eli Brooks. Michigan bench.
Pretty animated.
Yeah, they are. Got a lot of teams now that on the guys on the bench are doing chants. Here's Nate Reavers out between the circles. Reavers, a handoff to Trice, chased by Brooks. Dimitri throws to Ford. He'll catch. Flips a three. Left side. In and out. No good. Rebound of Dickinson, and then he was fouled by Nate Reavers. So we got a little momentum swing right now. Reavers called for the foul. That'll be his first. 17:40 remaining. 43-35. Wisconsin leading Michigan. Here comes Smith for the Wolverines. They move to our left. This delivers. Left-hand toss for Franz Wagner. He's with Tyler Wall. Wagner up the Dickinson screen. Wagner right lane line. Slipped it inside for Dickinson, but it's picked off by Wall. Just stepped right in front of the big man for the steal. Here's Trice to the front court. Hard hedge of the screen. Dickinson checking Trice. Smith as well. Trice tries to cut off the wing. He locked it. Here's Smith the other way. Smith up the middle. Reavers back. Smith driving. Goes up. And a whistle before the shot. And a foul is called. Wolverines want the and one. They don't think they're going to get that. Foul will be called on Brad Davison. And to put it mildly, it's heating up out there on the floor.
And what we didn't see very often in the first half was that play, that possession play, that transition opportunity for Michigan.
And we're going to have yet another monitor review.
That was one of the keys coming to the game, limiting transition, Michigan's yep. transition, because that was one of the things that really hurt Wisconsin and Ann Arbor.
Davison sent Eli Brooks to the floor, so that's they're going to check to see if there's potentially a flagrant against Brad here.
Well, knowing how the league looks at Brad Davison, he got the benefit of the doubt on the Smith elbow. I'm guessing he won't get it here. What do you think?
Well, I want to see it again before I go down that path. It's looked like a little hand fighting going both sides.
There was nothing there.
Yeah, they're not going to call that. No.
It just so happened that push came in front of the Michigan bench.
Yep. So it is a foul on Davison, but it was. It's kind of like a football play where you get a little hand fighting between the receiver and the defensive back. Brad called for the foul. Badgers up 43-35, 17-11 remaining. Here's Eli Brooks.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Baseline right. Inbounds to Dickinson. Hands off to Smith. Smith throwing to Livers. High in the right. And Ford provides the defense. Livers a left-hand toss to Smith. At the point, Dickinson the ball screen. They slip and screen and roll. Dickinson spinning, goes up, and off the rim, no good. Rebound Wall. Dickinson really didn't get a good grip before releasing the shot. Here comes Dimitri Trice. Badgers trying to reestablish control here. They lead by 8. 3:15 gone by in the second half. Ford gets it into Reavers. Knocked away. Turnover. That was Brooks forcing. And Smith the lead feed to Brooks. Off the right wing to the rim. Up and in off the glass. First points for Eli Brooks. Michigan within 6. 43-37 Wisconsin with 16 and a half minutes remaining. Here's Dimitri Trice to the front court. Going to Tyler Wall high on the right. Feeds Reavers top of the circle. Reavers hands off to Trice. Trice off the Reavers screen, shuffles left, almost lost the dribble. Feeds Davison for three, right side, off the rim, no good. Rebound Livers. And here comes Michigan. Isaiah Livers throwing to Eli Brooks to the free throw line. The jumper away, back iron, no good. Trice will clear for Wisconsin. 4 minutes gone, second half. 43-37 Wisconsin.
Badgers have made only 1 of 5 shots here in this half.
And Trice lost the handle, but a foul is called on Smith. Ooh. Got ball, they say, got a little body as well, as the Badgers very nearly turned it over again. So they start the second half much like the first in terms of the turnovers, and the much-needed media timeouts is upon us. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors, teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at buildingwisconsintogether.com. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 15:50 remaining. Wisconsin 43, Michigan 37. This is Badger basketball from Learfield IMG College. WEA Member Benefits and WEAC recognizes Drummond Area School District kindergarten teacher Laura Peel for her commitment to the happiness and success of her students. Thank you, Laura. WEAC, we teach, we inspire. And WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin Public School employees. Wisconsin basketball also brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Remind you to always drive sober, zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. 15:50 remaining. Wisconsin 43, Michigan 37.
Wolverines have outscored the Badgers 10-4 here early in the second half. 4 of 6 from the field for Michigan. The Badgers only 1 of 5. That last basket by Michigan, illustration of why you want to play them 5-on-5 and not give them an opportunity to score in transition.
No kidding. He's got some speed. Jonathan Davis back in there for Wisconsin. Sideline left. Gets it into Micah Potter. Hands it back to Davis against Brooks. Jonathan puts it on the deck right of the lane. Pull up 8-footer. Good. Jonathan Davis with 5. And the Badgers lead by 8. 45-37. 15:35 remaining. Here's Mike Smith. Smith, right elbow, inside feed. Dickinson catches low on the left shot. Blocked by Potter, and it comes down to Davis. Micah Potter with the rejection. And the freshman Davis to the front court. Throwing to Davison high on the right. Feeds Trice at the edge of the center circle. Trice against Brooks. A couple of left-hand dribbles for Dimitrik. Fans out to the left side. 15 on the shot clock. Trice refusing the Potter screen to throw to Micah. Top side. Micah. Davis trying to back cut, can't get free. A throw back to Trice. Shot clock at 5. Trice off the bump from Micah. A throw to Potter. Back to Trice. Left side, got to shoot it. Lets it fly, and it's short, no good. Rebound to Michigan and Isaiah Livers. 14:50 remaining. 45-37 Wisconsin. Livers feeds Franz Wagner on the left side. Wagner drives off the left wing. Wagner in the lane. Up right hand, good. Wagner with 9, the lead back to 6 for Wisconsin, 45-39 with 14:35 to play. Trice calls out the offense for Wisconsin. A throw to Alene 4. He'll catch outside right. Ford against Livers. Alene tightly defended. Now a throw to Davison. Left side 3, that's an air ball, and it's gathered by Wagner. Not sure if that was partially blocked, but nonetheless, well short, and Michigan back on offense. Chipping away at this Wisconsin lead. Wagner for 3, right side. He drained it. And Michigan with the mojo right now. 45-42 Wisconsin. 14:03 remaining. Dimitrik Trice hands off to Davis. Sends it to Davis in between the circles. Pass to Potter, top of the arc against Dickinson. Micah takes the dribble right side. Feeds Trice, 4-3, and that's off the rim. No good. Dickinson the rebound. Badgers have gone cold. Here's Smith driving on Trice. Left of the lane. Scoops it up. Knocked away, and it comes down to Brad Davison of Wisconsin. Micah got his hand in there. Davison kills the dribble up top. Throws to Trice high on the right. Bounce pass Potter. Micah. Right of the lane, mid-range jumper, good. Potter with 9. Much-needed bucket for Wisconsin. 47-42, the Badgers. 13:22 remaining.
Scored on that same exact shot in the first half off Dickinson.
Smith. A throwback to Wagner on the left side. A jab step on Davis. Steps back. Left corner 3. Air ball snagged by Davison. And then the pass goes off of Trice, and it hit the sideline out of bounds to Michigan. Now Trevor Anderson will come in for the Badgers. Tyler Wall as well. Fortin Davison will sit down. Shawnee Brown, Austin Davison, Brooks, and Dickinson will come out.
3 times we've seen miscommunications on short passes that have resulted in turnovers.
Yeah, saw a couple of them in the first, 3 or 4 minutes of the game. 47-42, Wisconsin, 13:08 to play. Wishful thinking. The lead, 50, not 15, but just 5 for Wisconsin. Davis top of the circle. Potter defends. Davis picked up the dribble. Throws to Smith. Picked up by Potter on the switch. Smith in the lane. Scoops it up in traffic. Short. Rebound. Pinballed around. It's loose. And it's gathered by Wall. Ahead to Anderson. Trevor with a feed for Davis in the right corner against Shawnee Brown. Freshman against a transfer. Davis throws to Potter. He'll throw it out to Trice. High on the left. Feeds Micah up top. 4-3. Off the rim. No good. Livers the rebound. 12:35 to play. 47-42 Wisconsin. Smith on the dribble, left hand of the free throw line, kicks at the Livers, good look at a three, right side, back rim no good, rebound Anderson of Wisconsin, and here comes Trevor, he's going to turn and go through the logo to the front court, slows it down, gives to Potter, quick pass Davis, Jonathan on the hard drive, left lane line, goes up and in off the glass. Ooh, he's just a little different. Jonathan Davis on the attack, and the lead is 7 for Wisconsin.
It's a high degree of difficulty on that shot too, and he made it look relatively easy.
That was pretty. Timeout Michigan as the freshman comes in and stabilizes things for the home team, and this will be a full timeout. Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Johnsonville Brats, Uncle Phil's Mustard, Old Dutch Tortilla Chips, and Dutch Crunch Potato Chips, Brew Pub Lots of Matzo Pizza, Sure-Make Hot Dogs, and Pepsi. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 12:02 remaining, Wisconsin 49, Michigan 42. This is Badger basketball from Learfield IMG College. Looking for a top-rated Medicare plan? Quartz Medicare Advantage plans deliver with the region's only available five-star plans for 2021. Quartz has you covered. 12:02 remaining, Wisconsin 49, Michigan 42.
Wolverines have cooled off a little bit. They started the half making 6 of 9 shots. They've missed their last four. Meanwhile, Jonathan Davis has kind of brought that spark, which has been his role throughout this season, man. On that last basket, he reversed the floor on his own using his left-handed dribble to get to the lane line and then shot the ball right-handed over the 6'10 Austin Davis.
Yeah, he is pretty. As Greg Gard has said, he's just scratching the surface of what he can be at this level. Play resumes, Michigan on offense. Franz Wagner, top of the circle, throws to Smith, guarded by Trice. Smith, right of the lane, feeds Davis, back to the basket against Potter. Davis turns, up left hand, rolls in for Austin Davis, who now has four. 49-44 Wisconsin with 11:43 remaining. Trevor Anderson, met backcourt by Mike Smith. Trevor breaks the midstripe on the right side. Picked up the dribble. Bounce pass Potter at the top. Davis defends. Potter off on the left side. Hands off to Jonathan Davis. He's with Wagner. A flip for Trice on the right side. Bounce pass Potter. Potter's faces up. Right of the lane. 10 to shoot. Micah backing. Turns up and off the glass and rim. No good. Rebound loose. Knocked out of bounds. It'll belong. I think they're going to correct this. They were originally pointing Michigan's way. Bo Borowski correcting Brooks Wells. It'll be Wisconsin basketball.
Whether it goes for your team or the opposing team, you like the fact that the officials are communicating with each other on the floor.
And they did. And the veteran Bo Borowski correcting. It'll be Wisconsin ball when play continues. Under 12, media timeout at the Kohl Center from the America Family Insurance broadcast table. 11:16 remaining. Wisconsin 49, Michigan 44. This is Badger basketball from Learfield IMG College. Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by UW Health Sports Medicine, a healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Learn more at uwsportsmedicine.org. 11 minutes and 16 seconds remaining at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin 49, Michigan 44.
And if you're wondering, and I think it's fair to ask, in the second half, Liam Ford has played 7 minutes and taken only one shot. He missed that shot. The reason that it's a fair question is in the first half, Ford was tremendous for Wisconsin, 5 of 5 from the field.
Yeah, you think maybe they identified him? He said, cover him up.
And I think, too, what we've seen with Greg Gard, he's mixed up some of his combinations.
Yep.
Because Michigan came out with great energy and speed at the start of the second half, and now Gard has tried to counter it with some of the players he's put on the floor.
And the five right now, Potter, Davis, Wall, Trice, and Anderson. Trevor Anderson will inbound. Baseline left. New 20 on the clock for Wisconsin. Badgers led by as many as 14 in the first half, 12 at the half. Michigan has cut it as close to 3. Badgers up 5 right now. Davis top of the circle. Franz Wagner defending. Jonathan flips to Anderson outside left, 10 on the shot clock. Anderson against Livers. Trevor now picked up by Davis on a switch. Trevor probing baseline left, cut off, feeds Jonathan Davis, two to shoot. Davis runner, right hand, good. Jonathan Davis with six in the second half, and the lead back to seven for the Badgers.
He got that shot over Wagner, who's really tough to score on.
51-44, Wisconsin, 10:43 remaining. Smith outside left, throws to Wagner against Davis. Wagner return feed to Smith, loops it into Austin Davis, left of the lane. Davis backing on Potter, left block. Little dig down from Jonathan Davis, who deflects out of bounds to Michigan. We'll check it. They're going to get a foul on Jonathan Davis. That'll be his second. Team foul number four. Michigan with three. And a new 20 on the shot clock for the Wolverines. 10:31 to play. 7-point lead, Wisconsin. Inbounds pass to Wagner, left of the circle. Wagner goes into Davis. Nice catch. And a reach-in foul on Trevor Anderson, trying to dig down and help Potter outside the left block, and that's going to be number two on Trevor and number five on Wisconsin. Shawnee Brown, baseline left, will inbound. Looking, throw to Smith near the left corner. Who's into Davis against Potter, left block. Davis, reverse layup is good. Austin Davis has six. 51-46 Wisconsin with 10:15 remaining.
Davis and Davis have taken over the game offensively. Jonathan and Austin.
No kidding. As Tyler Wall goes to Jonathan Davis. A pass for Potter on the left side. Shot fake, hands off to Trice. Trice off the Potter screen. Trice on the dribble. Brings it back out front. Lightly defended, Trice is, by Shawnee Brown. Dimitri gets a return feed, seven to shoot. Trice near half court. Dimitri got the Potter screen. Left of the lane, hooks a pass to Trevor Anderson. Kicks it out to Potter for three. Good, and they will review. Nope, they'll just say it's a shot clock violation. They may go ahead and review it just to make sure, but it looked late on the live look. But pretty standard procedure there. You can review makes to see if it's...
I think
matching up with the
expired.
Shot clock. I thought it did. Yep, it did.
Anderson,
quick check.
Anderson was, it was stuck in the paint. It was tough to get him the ball out to Potter, yep. And was a good call by the officials.
9:43 remaining, 51-46, Wisconsin. There's a shot clock violation. Eli Brooks was about to check back in, but Juwan Howard says, nope, that's good. We'll play through. And Reavers will check back in next opportunity as well. Here's Smith on the right side, slips it into Davis, bobbled it, and got tied up by Tyler Wall. Arrow, Wisconsin. And now Brooks will come in for Smith. Reavers in for Potter. 9:36 remaining, 51-46. Wisconsin leads Michigan. Bounds pass to Dimitri Trice. Shawnee Brown provides the backcourt resistance. Trice brings it across. It's making Wisconsin work for everything right now. Brad Davison back in there. He'll throw to Reavers. Hands it back to Brad. Right wing gives off to Wall out between the arcs. 12 to shoot. Wall throwing to Trice. High in the right, 10 to shoot. Trice against Shawnee Brown. A good screen from Reavers. Trice with 5 to shoot against Austin Davis. 3 to shoot. Reavers puts it on the deck. Firing right of the circle. It's off the back rim. No good. Eli Brooks the rebound. 9 minutes to play. Badgers up 5. Brown will catch. He flips a 3. Left side. That's an air ball. Snagged by Jonathan Davis, who took one to the face. And a foul is called against Michigan. That'll be on Austin Davis.
Jonathan Davis was inadvertently poked in the eyes.
Yep. First foul on Austin Davis. 8:57 to play. 51-46. Wisconsin. Backcourt pressure. A little three-quarter variety for Michigan. Badgers break it. Wall front court left. Knocked away. Ball loose. Davison keeps it alive. Throwing to Wall. Tyler with a bounce for Reavers. Low on the left. Goes up. Knocked away. Davis comes down with it. Nate just not strong enough there. And here's Eli Brooks. Right lane line. Throws it up. Missed. But a foul on Tyler Wall. And free throws coming up for Eli Brooks of Michigan with the Wolverines down 5. 8:35 remaining.
And I know it's repetitive, but this is the pace that Michigan wants to get Wisconsin into, where they feel like they can take advantage of what their strengths are in transition.
Michigan's Eli Brooks doesn't shoot a lot of free throws, but he's good when he gets there. 14 of 15. First free throw in the air, and it's good. 51-47 Wisconsin. Hunter Dickinson back in to replace Austin Davis.
Davis gives him quality minutes, doesn't he?
He does.
He's a guy that the Badgers over the years have won a lot of ball games with. That type of player.
Second free throw is airborne. Brooks hit them both, and it's 51-48 Wisconsin with 8:35 to play. Dimitri Trice in the backcourt against pressure, throwing to Davis, who threw it away. Wanted wall picked up by Eli Brooks. And Michigan off a turnover can pull within one or tie it with a deep shot. And Brooks will set the floor for the Wolverines. 8:18 to play, 51-48 Wisconsin. Brooks left hand hip high dribble, throws to Livers, cuts right of the lane. Good defense from Jonathan Davis. A pass floats back out to Brooks. Eight to shoot. Brooks, mid-range, left side. Blocked by Reavers. Loose inside, and Trice is there for Wisconsin. Big stop for Nate Reavers. Here's Dimitri. Front court left. Little stop and go on Wagner. A wild shot off the glass and rim. No good. Rebound tapped out to Davis, and Badgers reset. 7:50 to play. Three-point lead for Wisconsin. Dimitri Trice. Left side drives baseline. Tough shot again. It's off the glass and in. Dimitri Trice gives Wisconsin a five-point lead, 53-48, with 7:35 remaining.
If at first you don't succeed, try again, which is what Trice did.
There's Livers throwing to Wagner at the left point. Inside feed, Dickinson catches, moving in on Reavers. Up left hand, no, but a foul. And they'll get Nate Reavers. That'll be his second. Hunter Dickinson will be shooting free throws when play resumes. And the feeling this bad boy is going to go down to the wire, as Michigan is within five. Hey, Badger fans, Citgo has a deal for you. Fire up the Club Citgo app today and score big by saving 5 cents on every gallon. Terms and conditions apply. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 7:26 remaining, Wisconsin 53, Michigan 48. This is Badger basketball from Learfield IMG College. Look at the history book for Wisconsin basketball. The Badgers have beaten Michigan four times when the Wolverines were a top 10 team, including 2 years ago when 17-0 Michigan came to town and left 17-1 in a 10-point Badger win. They're top 10 material now, and we got a tight one. 7:26 to play, Wisconsin 53, Michigan 48.
Ethan Happ was largely responsible for that upset with 26 points, 10 rebounds, and 7 assists.
Hunter Dickinson will go to the free throw line. 71% foul shooter. Came in with more free throws made than anybody else on his team has attempted. 1 for 2 today. 7-1 lefty with a first in the air, and it's straight through.
One thing to watch down the stretch here is, will Wisconsin regain its shooting eye from the three-point line? In the first half, the Badgers were 5 of 7 from the arc. In the second half, they're 1 of 8.
Second free throw for Dickinson is good, and Michigan's back to within 3, 53-50, 7:26 to play. Badgers just 6 of 18 overall from the floor. A little backcourt resistance again. Potter the screen, and Trevor across half court through the center circle. Anderson matched up with Eli Brooks. A bounce for Potter at the top with Dickinson on him. Micah holds and looks. He'll hand off to Davis with 10 to shoot. Davis gives off to Anderson. 6 to shoot. Anderson feeds Davis. Drives off the left wing. In the lane, splits two defenders. Knocked away, out of bounds, and it went off the foot of Davis of Wisconsin. Out of bounds to Michigan with 6:57 to play. Jonathan gave it a whirl. He was into some traffic, but he was trying to attack, see if he could get a foul. There's Eli Brooks, top of the arc. Brooks against Trevor Anderson. Delivers the screen. Brooks inside feed for Dickinson. Bobbles, gathers, gives off to Shawnee Brown. Low on the left, and the shot's blocked by Potter. Comes down to Dickinson, left of the lane. Feeds Livers, 12 to shoot. And Potter again knocks away an entry feed intended for Dickinson. Out of bounds to Michigan with 11 to shoot.
Michael Potter's got 3 blocks in this game. He came into the matchup with 8 on the season.
Deflection there, and on top of it, Wagner sideline left front court inbounds to Brooks. Shot clock at 9. Brooks finds a curling Livers at the free throw line. Livers against Potter. Livers backs off the right wing. Now drives the lane, goes up left hand, good off the window. And Michigan's within 1, 53-52 Wisconsin, 6:22 remaining. Anderson to the front court. Ooh, he's straddling the mid stripe and just does avoid a turnover. Now a lean forward, gives it to Potter. Potter, the pass for Davison, hounded by Shawnee Brown. Brad out the mic up for three, straight on. Off the front rim, no good, Livers the rebound. Michigan trying to get the lead for the first time since about the 14-minute mark in the first half. Wagner, left side against Davison. One-point lead, Wisconsin, 5:52 remaining. Rivers hands off to Brooks, 53-52, Wisconsin. Badgers just 6 of 20 from the field in the second half. Brooks off the screen from Dickinson. A slip into Dickinson in the lane, goes up off the right side iron, no good. Anderson the rebound for Wisconsin. 5:35 to play, 53-52 the Badgers. Here's Trevor in the paint. A low pass goes off the shin of Potter. Turnover. Here's Wagner pushing it to the front court for Michigan. Wagner with a pass for Dickinson. Another Wisconsin turnover. 10 of them now for the Badgers today. 5:20 to play, 53-52 Wisconsin. Livers tosses it left-handed to Wagner. He'll hook it to Brooks, left point. Goes into Livers, left of the lane. Livers against Ford. Livers backing, left block. Livers turns up right hand. Back rim, no. Rebound, Dickinson goes up and knocked away. Foul called on Micah Potter. That's where it's a really good thing to be 7-1.
It's the one thing that Potter was unable to do is just keep him away from the rim. That's all you can do when you give up that many inches to Dickinson. And he's got good hands, too.
Free throws coming up. They call the foul on Davison. That's two on Brad. 5:05 to play. Dickinson, the first free throw. Good, and we're tied at 53. Michigan's last lead was 10-9, not quite 6 minutes into the game. Potter and Anderson check out. Reavers, Trice, Ford, Davis. Davison out there as Dickinson hits the second free throw, and Michigan has the lead. And the press is on. 5 minutes to play. Trice throwing to Ford. Front court left side. 54-53 Michigan in the final 5 minutes in Madison. Brad Davis in between the circles. A throw to Trice, dogged by Eli Brooks on the left wing. Trice on the dribble. He'll feed Jonathan Davis. Mid-range jumper. Good, Jonathan Davis with 8 in the second half. 11 on the day. One-point lead, Wisconsin. 55-54, the Badgers with 4:33 to play.
Nice use of the screen by Davis to get open.
Wagner outside left. Throws to Dickinson, top of the circle. Dickinson against Reavers. A pass for Smith high on the left. Throwing to Brooks, top of the circle. Brooks gives off the Livers high on the right. Livers drives off the wing. Livers jump stop, whistle, and a foul called. This will go against Wisconsin. And it's on a lean forward. His third, a 1-1 now coming up for Isaiah Livers, who's very close to automatic at the free throw line. 34 of 36 on the season.
He's missed four over two seasons, right?
So he's due. Here's the 1-1 in the air, and it's no good. Rebound to Liam Ford. Next time he goes to the line, we're going to call him the greatest of all time. 55-54, Wisconsin, 4:10 to play. Trice hands off to Davis, flips to Davis in between the circles. Have with a pass for Dimitri Trice on the left wing. Trice drives off the wing, the floater off the glass. No, but a foul. Dimitri on the attack, and he'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Hunter Dickinson the foul. That'll be his third.
Trice frustrated with himself because he made such a good move to the glass and felt he had that shot and just rimmed out.
4:01 remaining, 55-54, Wisconsin. Dimitri Trice, 14 points today, 6 of 7 at the free throw line. First of two is in the air, money. 2-point lead, Wisconsin. Nice 77% plus at the free throw line for the season. Takes a deep breath, spins the ball in his hand. Second free throw on the way, and it's good. 57-54 Wisconsin, 4 minutes to play at the Kohl Center. Smith races up the floor, gives off to Eli Brooks, curls to the line, right lane line, pivots. He'll shoot it and hit it. Eli Brooks with six, 57-56 Wisconsin, 3:45 remaining. Trice against Brooks in the backcourt. Patrick breaks the mid-stride. He'll throw to Jonathan Davis. A pass for Brad Davison between the circles. Feeds Trice on the left side. Trice gets a screen from Ford. Livers gets Trice on the switch. A bounce pass to Ford against Brooks. Size advantage Aleem. He'll turn up right hand. Short rebound Dickinson. 3:20 to play. 57-56 Wisconsin. Brooks lost the handle. Gets it back right sideline. Gives off to Livers. Livers against Brad Davison. Isaiah Livers sends to Smith. Shot clock at 15. 1-point lead Wisconsin. 3:05 to play. Smith between the circles, hooks at the Livers against Davison, left of the lane. Livers with 7 to shoot. Livers backing. Brad hanging in there. A dig from Trice. 3 to shoot. 2 to shoot. Cross court. Brooks tries a 3. It's off the rim. No good. Dickinson gets the rebound at the Livers for 3. Left side. Good. Offensive rebound. A second chance triple. 59-57 Michigan with 2:40 remaining.
Dickinson has been huge on the offensive glass here in the second half.
Boy, that shot, the original shot, just before the shot clock. Timeout, Wisconsin. And she can't review it because it was missed. And right on the edge, and Isaiah Livers hitting the triple. And a timeout on the floor, and this will be a full.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Timeouts. Michigan Wolverines with a 2-point lead late in Madison from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 2:37 to play. Michigan 59, Wisconsin 57. This is Badger basketball from Learfield IMG College. Two minutes, 37 seconds remaining at the Kohl Center. Michigan 59, Wisconsin 57. Isaiah Livers a moment ago with a 3-point hit to give Juwan Howard's team the lead.
And on that Michigan up possession, Livers was trying to work on Brad Davison, going one-on-one on Davison. Trice came over and got the ball out of Livers' hand. So it was good defense on the part of the Badgers to double Livers, force him to give up the ball, which he did to Brooks. Brooks missed the shot as the clock was expiring, and there was Dickinson again. His third offensive rebound of the half, fourth of the game, set up Livers for that second three-point attempt, and he made it. Dickinson with 11 boards, and many of them critical.
Yeah, including that a moment ago. So the second chance points. Michigan with the edge, 13-9. Let's reset the game for you here. Michigan has the possession arrow. Both teams have 2 timeouts available. The next Wisconsin foul will have Michigan in the double bonus, while the Wolverines have committed 5 fouls, so still one more to give for Michigan. The Wisconsin ball, Davis, Davison, Trice, Ford, and Reavers. Michigan comes out with Brooks, Smith, Wagner, Dickinson, and Livers.
Matter of confidence now, too, for Wisconsin after going cold from the three-point line here in the second half, 1 of 9. Who's going to have the confidence to take that shot and make it?
And they're just 7 of 22 overall. Jonathan Davis, sideline left front court, will inbound. Looking and into Reavers. Hands it back to Davis. He's with Wagner. Davis kills the dribble, throws to Trice out high. Trice off a ball screen from Reavers. Trice outside left, again using a Reavers screen, moves to the right, throws to Ford. He'll catch, takes it off the left wing in the lane, pull-up jump, partially blocked, foul called. As Aleem Ford will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair with 2:21 to play. 77% at the foul line this season. Not a ton of attempts, but more than in some previous years, 20 of 26 this season. Livers the foul, his first. First free throw for Aleem Ford is good. 59-58 Michigan. First point of the second half for Ford. He had 13 in the first half.
He just hasn't had any really many shot opportunities in the second half.
Wall in, Jonathan Davis out. A little offense defense going on now. Second free throw for Aleem is good. We're tied here in Madison at 59. 2:20 remaining. And here comes Smith to the front court. Gives off to Wagner at the left point. Inside feed. Dickinson stumbles. Gets the pass away to Smith. Boy, Dickinson and Reavers. Aaron Dickinson, kind of the small of his back, he's feeling it, but he's going to play on. Shot clock is at 10. Game clock 2 minutes. Livers left of the lane in the paint. Runs it back out to Wagner. Off the right wing. Gives to Brooks. Driving left lane line. Up. No. Rebound. Dickinson weak side with a putback. 61-59 Michigan with a minute 45 remaining. Here's Dimitri Trice through the logo, throwing to Davison between the circles. Davison throws to Reavers, right of the circle. Reavers a handoff to Trice. Trice off the Reavers ball screen. Dimitri, right lane line, circles to the corner, 10 to shoot, minute and a half to play. Trice off the wing, in the lane, whips it to Ford. Left corner, three, it's off the rim short. Dickinson the rebound for Michigan with a minute 20 to play. 61-59 Michigan. And here's Smith with a minute 15 to play. 20 to shoot, a minute 11 to play. Michigan up two and with the ball. Smith off the Dickinson screen. Smith, right foul line extended, feeds Wagner. Wagner, right lane line. The drive goes up and in. Runs it in with the right hand. Four-point lead, Michigan. 57 seconds to play. Trice to the front court. A bump, and they play on. And a timeout now taken by Wisconsin with 53 and a half seconds to play. Michigan leads by four. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield IMG College. 63-59. Michigan leads Wisconsin with 53 and a half seconds remaining.
Dickinson's really been the story down the stretch for Michigan. He scored some timely points, baskets, been good from the free throw line, but it's been his offensive rebounding that's made a huge difference.
Yep, and the putback gave Michigan the lead, and then Franz Wagner on the drive. He's got a lot of guys who can make plays in a variety of ways. Now a critical possession here for Wisconsin. Potter, Ford, Davis, Trice, and Davison out there for the Badgers. Dickinson, Wagner, Livers, Brooks, and Shawnee Brown for the Wolverines. Davison sideline, left front court will inbound. And to Trice, covered up by Brooks. Trice throwing to Davison, left corner, three in the air. It's off the rim, no good. Dickinson the rebound. Good look, couldn't get it to drop. Drop it in the first half, not so in the second. Here's Eli Brooks, outside left, gets doubled and then fouled with 39.3 to play. And Michigan at the line to shoot two. They lead by four.
Ford and Davison missing threes from the same spot on the floor, the left corner. Badgers 1 of 11 from the three-point line in the second half.
Mm-mm-mm. Brad Davison called for the foul. Or excuse me, Jonathan Davis. That's his third. Eli Brooks, 2 of 2 at the foul line in this game. This a miss and a make, 64-59. Michigan, 36 seconds to play. Badgers down 5. Here's Trice, hooks it to Potter. He'll try a 3. That's blocked by Dickinson. Loose, Davison is there. Flips to Potter, goes up, missed it. Off the left side iron. Brown the rebound, fouled by Davison. As time running out for the Badgers as they just cannot buy one here in the second half.
Yeah, it was a pretty good defense on that possession by the Wolverines with another block. This one from Dickinson on Potter's initial three-point attempt from the perimeter.
Shawnee Brown at the free throw line. And his first attempt is no good. One more coming. He comes into this game with 999 career points. Of course, the overwhelming majority of those points coming at Wake Forest. Second free throw is in the air, and it's good. He has 1,000. Lead is 6 for Michigan. 22 seconds to play. Badgers need something quickly. Trice front court with 19 seconds. Dimitri left of the lane. Mid-range jumper is off the rim. No good. Rebound fought for. It's loose, and Brooks has it for Michigan, and he's fouled with 10.9 to play, and Michigan's on the brink of closing this one out.
Badgers have missed 6 consecutive shots, have made only 1 of their last 9. It's been a difference.
Yeah, and they're playing a better team. It's just
as simple as that,
right? I mean, you're seeing a Michigan team just make plays and playing ferocious defense. First free throw is good for Brooks. They got Dickinson is working the glass, and then they have a lot of guys who just make plays. Livers, Wagner, Brooks. Second free throw for Brooks is good. 8-point lead for Michigan, down to 10 seconds to play. Here's Demetri Trice. He'll give off to Jonathan Davis. Davis, right of the lane, 15-footer, off the rim, no good. Dickinson the rebound, and Michigan sweeps the regular season series. Badgers led by 12 at the half and then just couldn't make a shot in the second half. They were also so good in the first 20, and they're just 7 from 28 from the field in the second half.
The one thing I did notice in the early possessions of the second half, there seemed to be a different tempo, and it was established by Michigan. They seemed to be playing with more urgency. You could tell right away at both ends of the floor. And then it was about 18-17 where Brad Davidson went up for a shot, and he caught Mike Smith in the face with an elbow. The play was reviewed. During that span, Juwan Howard picked up a technical foul. I don't know how much of a factor that is as far as a message to his own players. Does that fire him up more? I thought they were fired up coming out of the locker room after getting the first half in, probably thinking they had settled down now after that long layoff that was behind them. I'm sure there was some sort of degree of factor that Howard's technical got him. If nothing else, it was the statement, I'm fighting for you. Right?
Yeah, that ramped them up even more. And when a talented team gets ramped up like that, you got a problem. As Michigan, very impressive in the second half, and they improve their record now to 14-1, 9-1 in the Big Ten. UPS final score, Michigan 67, Wisconsin 59. UPS working together to achieve great things like the Badgers. That's problem solving. Visit UPS.com to learn more. We're back with the Ford Postgame Show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield IMG College. Well, clearly the national story for those who follow college basketball going into this game was, how is Michigan going to come off a 23-day pause? Badgers led by 12 at the half, and then Michigan took a deep breath and cranked it up with a lot of playmakers and some toughness, a lot of toughness on the glass from Hunter Dickinson. And Michigan outscores Wisconsin in the second half 40-20 en route to a 67-59 win.
During one of the breaks, we had that discussion. How will that layoff affect the Wolverines, if it would, in terms of their own endurance in the second half? And I think we both were in agreement with today's athlete. They're so fine-tuned that even though they didn't have the organized ability to get together in the facility for 2 weeks, these guys take care of themselves. And in the second half, the fresher team was Michigan.
Yeah, they were. And they the test is, I guess, is moving forward, right? We've heard that a lot, is, and it varies. I don't know if there's really a trend out there, but they've got a game under their belt, and now moving forward, how do they handle it? But when they're right, I still, you know, Michigan-Ohio State game would be really, really fun to watch, but I just think the way Michigan guards makes them a little bit better.
Well, that's the one liability right now for the Buckeyes. Mm-hmm. They haven't played the type of defense that maybe puts them in championship caliber necessarily, though they have been playing harder on that end of the floor. And I think it'd be a terrific game because of the depth of the two programs.
Yep, Isaiah Livers with 20 points leads the way here today. Franz Wagner with 14. Hunter Dickinson, 11 points and 15 rebounds. Eli Brooks ends up with 9 points. Mike Smith with 6 points and 6 assists. 6 points for Austin Davis and 1 for Shaundi Brown. Badgers led by Demetri Trice. He ends up with 16 points today. Aleem Ford with 15, but just a couple of free throws for Ford in the second half after throwing in 13 points in the first half of play. Jonathan Davis with 11. Micah Potter with 9. Nate Reavers with 3. Brad Davison with 3 points and 6 rebounds here this afternoon. Michigan a winner today, 67-59. More of our Ford postgame show is coming up. We'll select our Annex Wealth Management difference maker of the game. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield IMG College. Postgame show continues as Michigan rallies to defeat Wisconsin here this afternoon, 67-59. The Wolverines end up 41% from the field, but 48% in the second half. They were 7-17 from the arc, 12-16 at the foul line. Wisconsin, after a torrid first half, just 7 of 28 in the second to end up 39% shooting for the game, 6 of 19 from 3. And again, that was a second-half byproduct, just 1 of 12 from the arc in the second half of play, 11 of 12 at the free throw line. We'll ask Greg this when he comes out, but you just got to wonder or got to think that Michigan, with its tenacious defense, contesting everything, if it, in the end it took a toll where it was hard to get clean look.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And you just had to work really hard for everything.
I would think for the most part, but those last two threes by Ford and Davison were pretty good looks, right?
Yep, wide open.
I mean, you can't get a better shot than that, especially late in the game with the game on the line. And they had the look from the left corner right in front of the Wisconsin bench and couldn't make the shot.
Yeah, sometimes it's pretty simple, right? I mean, there's a lot of X's and O's and a lot of film review they'll go over. But in the first half, they didn't shoot a ton of threes in the first half, but they were 5 of 7. And they were getting stuff done off the attack, but... sometimes it's a pretty simple game. You make some shots, you give yourself a chance. You don't make shots, you don't give yourself a chance.
And then you start to put a little pressure on yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Time to select today's Annex Wealth Management difference maker of the game. Annex Wealth Management. Know the difference and the difference maker, Michigan's tenacity on the defensive end and the rebounding work, and specifically, as you've mentioned, what Hunter Dickinson did. 15 rebounds. Yeah, 15 rebounds, 5 on the offensive glass. It was huge. And the second chance points in favor of Michigan, but not by as much as you might think. 15-9, but there's some timely baskets, including a Livers 3 off of a Brooks miss that was cleared by Dickinson, a kick out the Livers. Hit a 3 in that game as Michigan showed the juice in those final 5 minutes to get the 8-point win. We'll take another break and we continue. We'll take a look around the Big Ten. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield IMG College. Post-game show continues. Our Ford post-game show continues. Michigan 67, Wisconsin 59 here today at the Kohl Center. They're early on in State College, Penn State and Nebraska. 7-5, make that 10-8 now. Penn State leading the Huskers as they continue with their game every other day mode. Nebraska very nearly beat Illinois on Friday night, lost in overtime. And then the night game tonight, Minnesota will take on Maryland. That is in College Park. Next up for the Badgers will be a Thursday night game against Iowa. And just showing you their different methods to this. I mean, Michigan is excellent. The Ken Palm numbers have them top 10, both offensive and defensive efficiency. And they'll be facing an electrifying team offensively, but defense is not the calling card for Iowa. But it's a team that if you're not ready, they could beat you by 40 or 30, as Michigan State found out yesterday.
Absolutely. And we saw the Spartans do a lot of good things as far as their interior defense with Garza. But as a result, you sacrifice something. So what are you going to do? Well, they decided they were going to attack Garza, get the ball out of his hands, and they wound up giving a lot of three-point looks, and Iowa capitalized.
Yep, and they did, and they'll be in here for a 6 o'clock game on Thursday night here at the Kohl Center, and the Badgers will, again, they're in a battle right now with Iowa for fourth place. Right now, Iowa sitting at 9-5, Wisconsin a half game back, sitting in fifth after today's outcome. Wisconsin now 9-6 in Big Ten play, 15-7 overall. Michigan a winner, 67-59. We'll have more as our Ford postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield IMG College. Michigan ends the game by scoring the final 8 points over the last minute, 46. What was a 59-59 game turns into a 67-59 Michigan win as the Badgers cold in the second half, stone cold late. They missed their final 7 shots and 9 of their last 10, a lean forward with a couple of free throws that tied the game with 2:21 to play. But those were the last points that Wisconsin scored here as the Wolverines get the 8-point win. And people around here, they're going to look, or not around here, meaning Big Ten country, a week from today, they play in Columbus against Ohio State.
That'll be a terrific matchup. I'm not going to get away, though, from the way I felt all along, or at least 3 weeks ago, that I still think Ohio State might be the better team. We'll find out on the floor. Hopefully we'll find out on the floor. The one thing we talked about earlier is that there's a little bit of uncertainty on how all those makeups will be scheduled, if they will all be scheduled for Michigan. They've got five games to be rescheduled, and there's no guarantee that they all will be.
Yeah, and actually, I think it was five off of the pause, and then they had a game postponed against Penn State because Penn State was on pause in January. And you know, and they've talked about it in Ann Arbor, so that's a lot. That's a lot to put on him. I was asking Patrikas in the pregame about it, and you know, he raises a good point because Nebraska has a very clogged up schedule right now. If they're going to do that to Nebraska, maybe you ought to do that to Michigan. On the other hand, well, we saw in the fall where you could kind of change things as you go, protecting your best team in Ohio State during the football season. I'm not sure if they'll ask Michigan, Mike, to come off pause in the middle of February and make all of those games. You want the best ones made up, for sure, like Illinois, for instance. It'll be an interesting thing to watch here in the coming days.
Well, like a good coach, Juwan Howard has already begun campaigning for his team, saying that, look, we don't really think that playing 11 times in 20 some days is healthy for the players. I mean, and no, it's legitimate.
Right. I agree. I think it's a legit point.
Especially this year with everything that's going on and coming off, as you said, a COVID pause. What's the answer? I'm not quite sure the Big Ten has any idea what the answer is yet. The Big Ten would like each league member to play 20 conference games. That's sort of been the number all along, right?
Right. Yeah, that's the original schedule, sure.
But, I mean, that's not – I don't think that's going
to
happen.
To me, I think you do what is reasonable with them. And if that's three out of the five on the pause, you do that. Because there's a gap. They've got a six-day gap at some points here in the schedule. I mean, you can – I don't know if it's reasonable to get all of the games in. Their next game is Thursday at home against Rutgers. They play a week from today at Ohio State. Then they'll play again on the original schedule until the following Saturday. So you obviously can squeeze in a game there. I think you can get in two or three, but after that, this late in the year, I think you're really pushing it.
You just got to use common sense. I mean, yep. That's the most important thing.
Yeah. I mean, and then let it be winning percentage. And in this case, unlike football, you've got your conference tournaments, and then you have it's not the field of four, it's the field of 68. And I think the committee, with yesterday's snapshot, even though Michigan is missing a lot of games, they still have them on the one line, and I think, and rightly so. It'd be interesting to see. I would hope that common sense would prevail. I don't think you need to have this team make up everything, but you want them to make up some.
What
of the
do you
best.
Think about the fact that Northwestern Nebraska, excuse me, will be playing on back-to-back days to
tough.
Make up games?
It's tough.
Against Maryland, correct?
I think the one thing, they came off pause earlier. I think you could make that argument. But, you know, Fred Hoiberg talked about it after the game. It's a lot. It's a lot, you know, for I know they're college and they're young and they can do all that. But it's, they're playing today at Penn State. I think they got Maryland on the road a few days later, so they likely stay on the road.
So those are the games, right, against Maryland where they're going back-to-back days?
I don't know off the top of my head, but I just know it's...
But that's one of the concepts that's been thrown out to Michigan, too. If you got these makeups, would you mind playing in back-to-back situations?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to watch, because when you come off this late in the year and you've got the biggest time of the year coming up with a team that could be Final Four good, it's going to be a very interesting dynamic for Michigan.
In fact, I've got it in front of me. I should have told you. So Nebraska is playing at Maryland on Tuesday. Nebraska is playing at Maryland on Wednesday. So that's your back-to-back.
Is it home and road? Or are they going to come back?
No, just both, play both two games will be played at Maryland.
Okay. So, yeah, it'll be – I don't know when do they have a breather? You have their schedule in front?
No, I don't. I just printed out the upcoming Big Ten schedule.
Okay.
No, I don't know if they've got any breathers when you're still looking for your first win. Although they could have beaten Illinois. They had a chance to win a game there, but couldn't finish.
Could have, should have. And that's, I'm sure, how the Badgers are looking at today, even though Michigan, it's pretty clear. They've got some pros on their roster, and they played like it down the stretch and scoring the final 8 points and winning 67-59. Time to select our hardest working player, built by Menards. I keep going back to the freshman.
Absolutely.
Because he's, you know, Michigan has guys who can go get buckets. They can go make plays. And I think Jonathan Davis is starting to emerge as being that type of player for the Badgers as well with what he can do. He can just get some stuff done off the dribble. He can look like he's off balance and yet be in perfect control.
I thought he was one of the few players who was consistently good in the second half for Wisconsin. He was 4-6 from the field. I mean, he scored those four baskets on four different defenders for Michigan. So he took his turn against almost everyone on the floor and found ways to be a factor offensively.
Yep, we are standing by here as Coach Gard is making his way over courtside. We will visit with him here briefly as Michigan wins it here this afternoon, 67-59. Badgers will get ready for the second-to-last home game of this regular season on Thursday, when Iowa comes to town, as I believe Coach Gard is ready for us here. And I know, Greg, as we often say, you look at what your guys could do better, but Michigan, it seemed like their defensive intensity, as you know, was especially in the second half, they just went out and contested everything. After a while, does that take a toll, you think?
Well, I think it takes a toll, but also our response to it, you know, is part of the, or lack of response to it, is part of the equation there too, Matt. But yeah, they did. I thought they, you know, they ramped it up. They tried to do a little bit in the first half. Second half, they got us out of rhythm, got us back on our heels, and got us, pushed us out farther. We were running, having to run offense further out, and we didn't, decisions of turnovers when we were trying to make plays. We'll look through the tape and evaluate each of those. But I thought the biggest thing, even though there was four offensive rebounds in the second half, they were huge. That was really, I felt, where it was kind of made or break us, was on the backboard, and they were, what they were able to do to extend possessions when we forced them into tougher shots. Specifically, obviously, Dickinson ends up with 15 total, but five in the offensive end, and I thought that was huge because that gave them life, that gave them confidence. We need to be better on the other end with taking care of the ball, and I've looked through the quality of shots. I thought our shots were much more contested the second half, thought they were better defensively the second half. First half, I thought we got good looks, but I thought really it was the inability to keep Dickinson off the offensive glass that really kind of turned the tide.
There was one late possession where he got the ball out of the hands of Livers. He was trying to go one-on-one with Davis. He did everything defensively, get him to give up the ball. They missed a shot, but Dickinson got the rebound. What does he do that puts him in a position to be such a factor on the glass?
Well, he's obviously big and a load to move, you know, and he's positioned pretty well. You know, he's got a nose for the ball. He's hungry. He's got some grit to him, and he's physical. And that was, you know, I'll look through the tape and see the angles of where we got caught, why we were not, you know, in position to block him out. And sometimes he just moved us. You know, we didn't do a good enough job of lowering our center of gravity and driving him out. There was a few that I saw we got shoved underneath the rim, and he just, you know, he carved his way, and we didn't do a good
enough
job.
He's very good with the angles, isn't he?
He is really good. He made a really good play in the first half in front of the bench where we kind of, overplayed the entry pass, but that was, gave him an angle to the left hand. He went right to the rim. He's really good. You know, he's one of the better bigs in the country, and he showed it, you know, today. And specifically, I thought the rebounding was a big key.
Before the game, we were talking about freshmen and about Jonathan, you know, specifically, and sometimes he'll make, I guess, the proverbial freshman mistakes, but man, he was playing like a veteran at times too out there. He can just kind of get his when he picks his spots.
He does. He had some tough shots, you know, was able to create some things out of nothing at times, and you need that when teams are heating you up like that and extending and making entry passes hard and trying to overplay, you know, sit on top of guards at times, when they did some of that in the first half. But Johnny did do some good things and made some plays for us.
You had a couple of good looks towards the end, though, from three in that left corner.
We did. We had two wide open ones. You know, they go down, we go back up again or extend our lead. So, yeah, I mean, you got to make those against a team like this. You know, you've got to make those shots in timely situations. To those are, we come, you know, we have to foul at the end. But, these possession for possession games that come down to the last two or three minutes, shots like that are the difference.
All right, Greg. Appreciate your time. We'll talk to you Thursday.
Thanks.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Michigan a winner by 8 here this afternoon.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.